What's good, internet? You are now listening to episode one of Final Boss versus the World, a podcast where I ramble about geek culture, life, and the world at large. I am your bizarre and boisterous host, the Mighty Shields, aka the Salt Pillarman himself, aka Banjo Kazooie Main, even though he's only been out for a week, aka Beneath the Mask Joker. I'm gonna have new ones every week, by the way. And on this very first episode of Final Boss versus the World podcast, I'm gonna give you a proper introduction, a formal introduction, if you will. And let's talk about how old is 14 really? In anime. Stay tuned. All right. First things first, allow me to introduce myself formally, because I will be the captain of this ship. I am Michael the Mighty Shields, husband, father, geek, gamer, all of the above, among other things, not the last. Otaku, yeah, we got one of them too. I'm not only all of those things, but I am a host of the Salt Happens podcast, as well as Role Models podcast, and one half of that. Now, what this podcast will be, I think I explained that in my trailer a little bit. This will basically be all the things I wanted to talk about but didn't get a chance to talk about on Salt Happens. Lengthwise, these episodes, you know, are going to be pretty short. I'll try to keep them between 15 minutes, and I know I said 30 minutes, but it might go as high as 45 minutes, depending on how Papa Bear fell. So for the moment, topics on this podcast are going to range from superheroes to anime to video games, but I'm going to do my best while we're on this Stardust Crusade to kind of narrow that down. This is, just like any project, constantly changing, constantly morphing, and I want this to be the best that it can be. So when I change, I'm going to make sure that y'all understand why it's changing. Because although I am a creative and I deeply desire structure and consistency and attention to detail, with a solo cast, I have all of the power. So this is basically an on my own terms kind of project, meaning I can do what I want, when I want, not necessarily topics or how I want to do it, but like if it's 10 o'clock in the morning and I need to record, I can do that. If I have 30 minutes to record, I can go do that without confliction of interest or time and stuff like that, because we all have families. So yeah, this is what this is, and I just want to prove to myself that I could do it on my own, man. I really love this craft, and I'm going to perfect it in any way that I can. And these are, you know, this is the warm-up, you know what I'm saying? So too long didn't listen version of this, I was that kid growing up that just loved to talk and wouldn't shut up, and I'm still that type of way. And I think all podcasters are that, at least behind the mic. They may be introverted in person, but as far as on the mic, when they have this type of power, when they can speak and give their thoughts without being judged, for the most part anyway, this is our outlet. And I'm really grateful that I'm living in a timeline where there are tools to make it easier than ever to get something like this started. For me and Salt Happens crew, we use anchor.fm. All right, now that we got those bills out the way, oh, daddy's ready for his first topic. As you can see, Birdman hands right in the back. So our topic for today's podcast is, how old is 14 really in anime? That's a question I've been having for years, because it seems like Japan really likes the idea of, if you 14, you grown. You don't believe me? I got some data for you. Now, a lot of this anime is old, and it will be a little bit of spoilers in it if you haven't watched it, but I don't care because it's old. Y'all gonna stop babysitting these animes when your friends tell you to watch them. But anyway, take this for data. Yusuke Urameshi, 14 years old at the start of his journey, died, went to the spirit realm, now he's a spirit detective, tasked with saving the world from the demon invasion. All right, he was 14. Ichigo Kurosaki from Bleach, 15 at the start of his journey, became a Soul Reaper, became a Hollow, became a Quincy. He became all that, and he was still tasked with saving the world from, that's right, you guessed it, demons, Hollows, Quincys. That anime was weird. And then you got Kirito from Sword Art Online. I know a lot of you weebs watch this. I'm a weeb myself, so I can say that. That's our term. It's a term of endearment. Don't judge. He was tasked with saving hundreds upon thousands of people from an online game that turned into real life. He was 14, and everybody was looking to him as the big dog. Naruto was 15 when he fought Pain and saved the world from Pain. Hold on, I ain't done. I got more. Hiro Yui was 15 and Gundam Wing. Oh, is that, am I getting out of your realm? Do you need more something that you can relate to? You need an anime that you can relate to better? Hold on. Gohan was 10 years old when he defeated Cell and saved the world. He was 10. Tasked with his 30-year-old Frankenbeans dad, Goku, to save the world. Hold on, I got one more. One that's relative to everybody. Everybody loves Pokemon, right? Ash Ketchum was 10 years old when he mollywopped Mewtwo in the face in the first Pokemon movie. 10 years old with the responsibility of saving the world from some kind of test tube rat, kangaroo, concoction cat piece of shit. I don't know what Mewtwo was. I know it was cool. That's all I know. But Japan puts too much faith in these kids, because I don't know if you're familiar with 15-year-olds and 10-year-olds right now. Hell, scratch that. I remember when I was 15 and was 14, you couldn't tell me shit. So imagine at 15 and 14, you are given this godlike power, well, the beginnings of a godlike power, and you are told that if you work on it and you manifest that it could become great. Like, you can become the savior of this earth, of this world, of your universe. And now that I think about it, that isn't that what we instill in our kids? Isn't that what we tell our kids growing up? I know that's what I was told. Like, you could be whatever you want to be. You could be the president. You could be an astronaut. You could be in the NBA. Disregarding the fact that I'm 5'8" and I will never be in the NBA. But we have to put that belief, that seed, that dream into people. And I think maybe that's what this is alluding to. And even to step away from anime just a little bit, you think about like the Power Rangers. Those were all teenagers. Those were like fresh in high school. I'm assuming some were freshmen, some were sophomore, but they had access to godlike powers, and they were tasked with saving Angel Grove, which in that universe was essentially the world and never really left. And they didn't even talk about any other branches of Power Rangers, at least not until like the alien Power Rangers came. But that's a different story. That'll be in a different episode, I'm sure, because I still have a place in my heart for Power Rangers, believe it or not. And Beetleborgs, if they come back, I would watch that along with VR Troopers. Kamen Rider is probably the closest thing to that. Man, I'm all over the place. Y'all probably don't even know what I'm talking about. But the true heads, the true old heads, and the true nerds know what I'm talking about. But let's get back on topic. 14-year-olds, are they too young to hold this ultimate power to save the universe? I would say yes. However, if you look at today's society, the thing that we take for granted the most, our cell phone, wouldn't that be considered the ultimate power? You have the access of all the information that you are legally able to access in the palm of your hand. Not like when we were growing up, when they was telling us Wikipedia wasn't a source that you could use on a report, but now that's the thing that they only let you use. It's ridiculous. So like, go look at an encyclopedia. I'm not turning no pages in no book. No books stink, and I ain't going to a library where it smell like armpits. Get out of my face. And as an adult, I'm realizing that the excuse they used as to why Wikipedia couldn't be used is because it was user edited or user generated, or it could be changed so easily by just people signing in. But aren't that what all history books are? Isn't that what, like, they're just showing us the history that they want us to see? And I ain't trying to be over here on no woke shit, because I'm heavily asleep. I'd rather be asleep, to be honest, because the more you know, the more your life is at risk. So let me apologize to my personal FBI agent. I will not go down that line of thinking again, and I will continue to talk about anime and video games. Thank you, sir. Hold on. I just remember, this is my podcast. I can talk about whatever I want. It doesn't have to be just anime and gaming, although that's going to be the primary focus, like I said before. But let's talk about some life. Let's talk about another thing that was in the news recently, or I would say is probably a week old or something like that. This so-called GOAT gene on this, I think it's called The Shop, LeBron James show. They talked about having a GOAT gene, something that you're born with. Basically saying that you can work as hard as you want your entire life, but if you're not born with said GOAT gene, that you won't reach those upper echelons of talent. You won't reach those upper echelons of success and skill. I'm telling you right now, that's bullshit. I don't subscribe to that way of thinking. I believe that if you put enough work into anything, that you can become proficient at it, but you have to work at it. You have to have a passion for it. You have to want it. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to be dunking like Michael Jordan, but you are going to be proficient in your craft if you stick to it. I think there comes a point with anything that you put your heart into where your brain just turns off the I can't switch. And I think that's what I found with podcasting. And I think that's what a lot of people find. Like, I think that's what LeBron James found with basketball. At a certain point in his career or in his early age, he was like, oh, these people can't fuck with me. So let me make sure that I'm unfuckwittable for the rest of my time playing this game. And it's just like, it's a sociopath way of thinking almost, just because like you have to blindly believe that you can do anything. And then once you see a little bit of success, there's no turning back. Once I was able to learn that I could speak into a mic, clearly express my thoughts, be entertaining, there was nothing that anybody could tell me that would stop me from doing this. And I just think, like, nobody can tell me that I won't be successful. And I don't think that's necessarily an ego thing. I don't think it's me being big-headed. It's just, in my brain, I've already made it a matter of fact. I will succeed. And I think that's what we need to instill in not only ourselves, but also our children. We tell our children every day they can be whatever they want to be, but it's empty promises. They have to know that there is work that needs to go into this. Just like you can't tell your son that you'll never be LeBron James. You can't tell your daughter she'll never be Serena. You can't tell your son he'll never be Barack. You can't tell your daughter she'll never be Beyonce, because she doesn't know their ceiling on success. You have no vision of that, but you have to be there to support them. But you can't support them, give them the support you need, without believing it wholeheartedly that you can succeed, that they can succeed. And that's what I'm getting at. And maybe all this ties into how Japan feels about these anime characters. You see how I called back there? But hey, I told you I would keep it short and sweet, and I'm gonna keep my promise. I'm gonna stay around this 15-minute mark. If y'all like what y'all heard, man, you know for a fact there's gonna be more. You know I can't help myself from speaking to y'all. Y'all know I can't help myself. But if you like what you heard, make sure you follow, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe, make sure you follow me on Spotify, make sure you subscribe on iTunes, comment, review, 5 stars if you want to. You can give me a 1 star if you don't like the way I'm talking. Tell me what I can do. Tell me how I can get better at this, because I am going to get better. Like I said before, I'm going to do everything in my power to succeed at this. I'm going to put the work in. Don't you worry. But hey, this has been the first episode of Final Versus the World. Thank y'all for listening. Y'all be safe out there. Peace.